Mrs. Trapp. Mrs. Trapp spent her 40th birthday brooding in a bubble bath. Life had her completely down. In fact, life was the only thing that had had her down for weeks. You see, Mrs. Trapp was what you might call a frustrated nymphomaniac. Her only excuse for living was a harbor home for wayward cats. And she was getting damn sick and tired of running a cat house. The only thing that soothed her twanging nerves was lying in her bubble bath, reading her copy of In Bed We Try. And there she stayed until the last bubble burst. You see, Mrs. Trapp was doubly unhappy, because only a month before she had buried her last husband. And already she was beginning to suspect the old goat of having popped off on purpose. Never before had she ever heard of any man dying from eating too many oysters. Bitterly she remembered the old age. The young husband, George Herford. So young, so virile, so big in all the ways that women love. Earl II, so lousy with money, so lousy with stocks and bonds, and so lousy. And her third, who was terrific, whose name escaped her. He and she had a perfect arrangement. He had his friends, and she had his friends. And now her late lamented Mr. Trapp, a charming, absent-minded gentleman, 20 years her senior, who once said to her over a tired grapefruit, "Pigeon, pigeon, darling, you know I feel 10 years younger after a good shave in the morning." Mrs. Trapp looked him straight in the eye and said, "Why the hell don't you try shaving before you go to bed?" No, they didn't make men the way they used to, neither did Mrs. Trapp. Hay was something horses ate and she crawled into alone. Now in the deepening twilight, she stared 40 right in the teeth and fell older than Oklahoma. Suddenly she set a bolt right in the tub. Bubbles blew helter-skelter. Was it a dream or did she hear a man cough in her bedroom? For a minute she sat all tense like a circus. And then suddenly a polite male voice asked if she'd like to have her sink unplugged. Before she had moved, the door opened and there stood 6 solid feet of plumber. Mrs. Trapp took one look and thought he looked like a Greek god. The second look, he looked like a Greek god! The third look, she hoped he was nearsighted. So 3 days later, when they finally left the bathroom, they left it just long enough to get a marriage license for a term. They went to their waiting car under an arch of cross plungers. There was a heavy flush on the groom's face. The bride was sprinkled with toilet water. But Mrs. Trapp didn't give a good goddamn, for she knew at last she found her ace in the hole.